我们来看彼得前书第一章。
Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 1.
为什么我们要过圣洁的生活？
Why do we need to live a sanctified life?
16节，因为
Verse 16.
我是圣洁的，因为神是圣洁的。
Because it is written, Be holy, for I am holy.
那你们要圣洁，你们是谁？
It says,We need to be holy, and who is this we?
第十四节哈，你们要做顺命的儿女，所以我们是神的儿女，他是我们的父亲。
The reason is recorded in verse 14 as obedient children, not conforming as yourself the formulas.
我们的父亲非常。
If our father is very rich,
我们跟父亲的关系很好。
And our relationship with our heavenly father is very good.It's wonderful.
我们的生活还忧虑什么呢？
And what do we need to worry about?
这个父亲就是天父。
And this father is our heavenly father.
我们的天父是丰富的。
Our heavenly father is rich.
如果我们跟天父的关系很好。
And if our relationship with our heavenly father is very close.
那我们生活还忧虑什么呢？
And what is there for us to worry?
看起来一无所有，但是样样都有。
It seems like we have nothing, but we actually have everything.
所以生命记里面讲以色列百姓在走旷野路。
And in the book of Deuteronomy, it records us when the Israelites walk through the journey.
这个四十年呢，旷野路是大而可怕的旷野。
And these 40 years were years of fear.
但是圣经里面呢，《生命记》第一章说他们一无所缺。
And it says in Deuteronomy chapter 1.
说他们一无所缺。
They lack nothing.
因为神跟他们同在。
Because God is with them.
所以我们在世界上有很多的关系。
So in this world, we have many relationships.
最重要的关系就是我们跟天父的关系。
And the most important relationship is our relationship with our Heavenly Father.
那要维持这个关系非常的亲密美好，因为他是圣洁的，所以我们要圣洁。
And in order to maintain this close and intimate relationship with our Heavenly Father, we need to be holy.
那我们做神的儿女，从十八节开始。这个身份呢，是非常宝贵的。
And we are children of God, and our relationship is with our Heavenly Father. Our status is actually very precious.
所以十八节讲我们得赎，这个圣经用赎这一个字，不是金银等物。
And in verse 18, the Bible uses the word redeem.
有很多人要得美国的身份。他用投资的几十万美金投下去就会有身份。
And many people desire to receive status, green card, permanent residence, or citizenship in the United States, and they invested so many money in order to obtain that.
但是我们做神的儿女，一毛钱也不要。
But as children of God, we do not need to waste any money.
虽然一毛钱也不要，但是这个身份不是很 cheap， 不是很下贱的。
Even though we do not need to invest any money, but our status in Christ is very precious.
因为如果我们看十九节
，Let's look at verse 19.
乃是凭着基督的宝血
It says, with the precious blood of Christ.
所以神救赎我们是凭着主耶稣的宝血。
And our Lord Jesus saved us.With the precious blood of His.
宝血是什么？
What is precious blood?
宝血就是生命。
Blood is life.
所以我们的身份是用主耶稣的生命换来的。
And our life is redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus.
所以做基督徒不要自杀。为什么？不要想说我什么都不值死算了。我在主耶稣的面前，是非常宝贵的。
And that's why we do not commit suicide because our life in the eyes of God is very precious.
他为我流出他的宝血，所以我能够做他的儿女。
He shed his precious blood so that we can become children of God.
那因为我是神的儿女，所以我有回天家的盼望。
And because we are the children of God and we have the hope of returning back to heaven.
那个就是第一章你讲活泼的盼望。
And this is what is recorded in chapter 1.
那二十二节哈，开始就用另外一个的描写啊，信仰的宝贵。
And in verse 22, it started another description of the preciousness of our faith.
所以23节，你们重生不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子。
Verse 23, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible through the word of God, which lives and abides forever.
所以23节告诉我们，我们每一个人有两个生日。
So here in verse 23 tells us that we actually have two birthdays.
Wow. 哪一个生日比较重要?
And which birthday is the most important?
当然两个都很重要。
And of course, both are very important.
我想在座每个人都知道你是哪一天出生的。
And I believe that everyone here knows exactly your birthday.
好，那就要请问一下哦。
But let me ask.
你的属灵生日是哪一天?
Do you know which day is your spiritual birthday?
哎，记得的举手。
If you remember which day, please raise your hand.
只有一个，两个，
One,
三个。
One, two, three, four.
先放假。好，属灵的生日就是洗礼那一天了。
So this, our spiritual birthday is the day that we got baptized.
所以这个讲重生，就是再生一次，就是父母生我们肉体的生命，我们重生以后有属灵的生命，就是永远的生命。
So here it talks about having been born again. It's referring to our baptism. It's referring to the day that we are redeemed.
那父母生我们这个生命七八十年。
When our earthly parents gave birth to us, it's only last 70 to 80 years.
所以圣经说我们一生是七十岁，强壮可以活到八十岁。
And that's why the Bible said if we are healthy, we will live up to 70, if not 80.
强壮可以到八十岁。
Yeah, if we are healthy, then we can live up to 80.
如果你去申请 Social Security, 他会告诉你，你现在65岁，照你65岁的这个年纪，平均可以活到82岁。
So if you apply Social Security, the officer will tell you, well, right now you're 65, but according to our statistic, you will probably live up to about 80 or 82.
所以父母生我们这个年纪有限啊。
So there is limitation living on earth.
但是我们重生以后，那个生命是无限的。
But once we have been born again, our life is limitless.
那父母生我们这个生命几十年活在地上，死的就埋在地里。
And our earthly parents gave birth to us, but once we pass away, we are buried, and it's only very limited.
但是我们重生这个生命不止在地面上有，将来要回到天上去。
And when we are spiritually born, even after we die physically, we still have eternal life.
所以救恩最重要啊。
So salvation is so important.
那我们现在来看我们想一个问题二十四节
Let's look at verse 24.
人活着好不好
？Is our life good？
如果我们看二十四节的前半句
，Let's look at the first part of verse 24.
凡有血气的尽都如草，他的美容都像草上的花。好了，我们读到这里就好。人生好不好？很好啊。
Is our life good? It says, all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass.
如草如花。
So we are like grass, and we are like flowers.
如果你要卖房子，那个房地产经纪人都跟你讲，要多种一些草跟花。
And if you're going to sell your house, your agent will tell you, go plant some more flowers, go plant some more grass.
所以你站在这个停车的地方一看，哇，这个房子很好。
So once you stop your car and you look at the house, they go, this house looks great.
所以人生如草如花，当然是好。
Our life is like grass and the flowers, of course it's good.
所以有的人很喜欢养孩子。
And some people love to raise children.
如果你有的父母四五个孩子，你怎么这么喜欢孩子？他说看起来孩子很好。
And they say, well, I have four or five children and I really like raising them.
因为小孩子成长嘛，如草如花。
Our children grow like grass and flowers.
所以每一天都带给父母很多的喜乐。
And every day our children bring them joy.
所以有孩子真的很好啊。
And Really, it's wonderful to have
children. 虽然很辛苦啊, 但是也不错, 如草如花, 你要种草种花, 当然是不错,
Even though
但,
parenting may be tough, but because children do bring us joy, and they're like grass and flowers.
所以如果我们24节读到前半哦, 人生是不错的。
So if you read the first part of verse 24, life is good.
所以你对, 青年或者40岁以前的人讲哦, 甚至50岁以前的人讲, 人生是虚空, 他听不下去啊。
If you tell someone who it's before 50, they tell them, well, life is vanity, and they might not be able to continue to listen to you.
因为我的人生正在处于, 巅峰时刻。
Because my life is right at the tip of the top of on the top.
什么叫做虚空?
And what does it mean to experience vanity?
所以你要叫他来教会哦, 听道理要信耶稣很难啊。
You ask them, well, you're going to come to church and listen to the gospel, and it's very difficult for them to swallow.
但是如果24节再读下去,
but if you continue to read on verse 24, part 2 of 24,
草必枯干, 花必凋谢,
it says, the grass withers and its flower falls away.
人生就不太好了。
And here, life is not so good.
特别从60岁以后,
especially after you turn 60.
如果人到了60岁, 都没有在吃这个, 中文叫怎么讲, prescription, 每天都没有在吃药, 那个是很大的福气啊。
And if you're 60 years old and after, and you still are not taking any medications, and your life is pretty good.
那人的身体啊, 活越久, 毛病越多。
Because as we live, we age, and we have more issues with our health.
这个是没有办法避免的。
And it's something that is unavoidable.
所以草必枯干, 花必凋谢。
That's why the grass withers and its flowers fall away.
因此人在衰退的过程, 人就会渐渐觉悟, 哇。 人是虚空的。
As we age and perish, we realize that life indeed is vanity.
那到草枯干了, 全部枯干了, 花凋谢了, 人就把它扫扫就丢在垃圾桶了。
So at the grass wither and flowers fall away, all people do is just sweep up all the leftover and throw them in the trash.
所以人在欣赏是正在开的花跟草。
So only we admire those grass and flowers that are flourishing.
如果我们要人纪念了, 我们一定会失望的。
If we want people to remember us, we will be very disappointed.
请问大家, 你爸爸什么名字? 大家都记得吧?
Let me ask you, do you still remember the name of your father?
你公公什么名字?
And what about your father-in-law's
记得吗?
Name?
可能有一些人记不起来了。 好, 你公公的爸爸什么名字? Okay, 全部都不知道。
And what is your father-in-law's father's name?
好, 已经被忘记了。
You probably has been forgotten.
这样推断下来, 我们的孙子大概还知道我们的名字。
And if you think in this manner, maybe our grandchildren will remember our names.
再下一代, 忘记了。
But the next generation coming up, they may forget.
所以啊, 人会凋谢。
And that's why we as human beings, we wither.
那这样人就没有希望吗?
And it sounds like we human has no hope.
希望就记载在圣经里面。
But our hope is recorded in the Bible.
我们可以重生。
And we can reborn.
所以在我们读23节有两种的种子。
And in verse 23, there are two types of seeds.
一个是能坏的种子。
One is corruptible.
一个是不能坏的种子。
And one is incorruptible.
所以我们重生就是借着不能坏的种子。
So when we have been born again, we are born of not of corruptible seed.
那这是什么?
And what is this?
神活泼长存的道。
And that is the word of God which lives and abides forever.
那这个道是什么?
And what is this truth, this word?
就是25节。
And that is recorded in verse 25.
所传给你的福音就是这个道。
It says the word that we preach to you is the word of God.
所以我们今天有活泼的盼望是因为我们得到了这个福音。
And today we have this amazing hope because we have received the word of God.
神的话是有生命的。
Because the word of God has life and power.
我们照着神的话一步一步地走下去,我们就重生。
And if we live according to the word of God, we will be reborn.
那重生了,我们就有永生。
And when we are reborn, then we will have this eternal hope.
我们就有 天上永存的盼望。
And we have this eternal hope in heaven.
所以这个叫做恩典。
And this is called grace.
因此我们信主的开始，我们的恩典都是找不到工作来祷告啊，生病祷告得医治，不错，这是恩典。
So when we first came to believe in Christ, you know, our prayers are all centered around, well, looking for a job. I mean, these are all good prayers, but
但是这个恩典好像小孩子的玩具。
And that is definitely the grace of God, but this grace is like children, you know, playing their toys.
等到小孩子长大，他就知道还有更大的价值。
And when children grow up, they realize, oh, life is more than just toys. There are a lot more things that are valuable.
所以当我们进到圣经的教训里面，我们发现重生、活泼的盼望、永存的基业，哇，这个真的是最有价值的。
So when we have been redeemed, we are reborn, we recognize as well, we have this incorruptible seed, we have this precious hope in heaven, and that is so valuable.
所以我们对神的感谢啊，会从我们平常物质上、肉体上、今生的一些恩典，进到我们在灵里面得到那些丰盛的恩典。
And yes, indeed, we are so thankful for all the material blessing that God has given us, but we should actually continue to merge forward, going forward, to really be thankful what type of spiritual blessing we have received.
然后我们祷告的内容会改变。
And the content of our prayers will change.
如果我们从慕道那一天开始，信主二十年祷告的内容都一样。
And if our prayers request in it,stay the same since we came to know Christ.
或者我们信仰生活追求的目标都一样。
And if our goals in life are exactly the same when we first came to believe,
很有可能我们的信仰没有在成长。
And very likely that our spiritual growth has not improved.
如果我们成长，我们追求的目标会一直在成长。
And if we really grow spiritually, our prayers will be different.
那要怎么让我们信仰能成长呢？
So how do we make sure that we are growing spiritually?
就进到第二章。
Let's turn to go to second chapter.
彼得前书的第二章。
Let's turn to chapter two.
第二章第一节。
Let's read verse one.
所以你们既然除去一切的恶毒、诡诈，并假善、嫉妒和一切毁谤的话，第二节
，verse two，
就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们渐渐成长，以致得救。这个第二章的第一节跟第二节就讲我们好像一个婴孩。
Chapter two, verse one and two describe us as being children.
你看那个婴孩几个月以后开始发芽了。
Sorry, newborn babies.
养了几个月他开始发芽了。
And as newborn babies grow, they start to grow teeth.
再来他会翻身了。
And they will turn.
再来他会坐起来了。
And they will start to sit up.
再起来他会站。
And later they can stand up.
所以这个每一个成长你都会看到他在变化。
So every growing stage, you can see the changes.
那个变化带给父母真的是很大的喜乐。
And these type of changes bring a lot of joy to parents.
那我们的父就是天上的神。
And our heavenly Father, our God is like our heavenly Father.
那我们是他用真道所生出来的。
And we have been redeemed by the word of God.
神不是看说你要完全，神才会很喜悦。
God is not looking for those who are perfect so that he can save us.
因为我们得救的时候，我们已经是罪人了，我们还有罪性，我们是不完全的。
Because when we were saved, we were sinners. We were not perfect.
那神接纳我们的罪跟我们的不完全，这就是神的爱。
And God accepted all our imperfections and our sins, and that illustrates the love of God.
但如果我们信仰一直在成长，天父会非常的喜悦。
And if we keep growing spiritually, our Father is very joyful.
因此我们常常听到很多人很喜欢听见证，这是好的。
And we know that a lot of brothers and sisters love to hear testimonies, and that's great.
这个见证就是对圣经里面神的应许的一种体验。
Because when we listen to testimonies, they are actual reflections of our understanding on our relationship with the word of God.
那道理是在我们头脑里面，见证是在生活中的体验。
So when you actually giving testimonies, testifying,
那我们就在想，如果一个信徒，从信主开始，天天都是听见证。
And just imagine a believer, all he or she does every day is to listen to testimonies.
那这样好不好？
Do you think that's good?
这样的信仰生活会有问题啊。
And this type of believers will have issues.
为什么会有问题？
Why is that?
如果我们看第二章，我们刚刚读的这一节。
Let's look at these two verses.
说要爱慕纯净的奶，像出生的婴孩一样。 然后就能够渐渐长大，以致得救。It
says, desire the pure milk of the word that you may grow thereby.
那这个纯净的灵奶是什么？What
is this pure milk of the word?
也就是神的道。And
that is the word of God.
所以人的信仰要成长，要吸收神的话语。
So when we want to grow spiritually, we must receive the pure milk of the word.
那在希伯来书里面讲，神的话好像是干粮。And
in the book of Hebrew, it talks about the word of God is like solid food.
这里讲神的话好像奶。And
here it says pure milk.
所以我们有养过小孩子都知道，先喂奶，那过了一段时间以后，就开始喂比较软的食物。 那再来就是为我们一般大人吃的。And
for those who are parents, you understand this because first of all, we give milk, and then we give soft food, and then later we give solid food to our children.
那我们刚信主听的是什么？主耶稣的爱，主耶稣的恩典，主耶稣的应许，主耶稣里面的盼望。So
when we first believe, we receive the word of God, we receive the grace of God, we receive.
那。 我们在工作，工作得很辛苦，来到教会听到这一些美好的道理，真的得到很大的安慰。And
after we finish work, we come to church and we listen to these beautiful sermons and we are very comforted.
但是当我们要成长，我们还要听一些熟练仁义的道理。But
if we want to grow spiritually, we must take in solid food.
彼得前书第一章在提到盼望，第二章开始就在讲要受苦。And
in First Peter chapter 1 talks about the amazing hope, and chapter 2 start talking about that we must go through suffering.
也就是说，如果我们要过敬虔的生活，我们要受苦。In
other words, if we're going to live a sanctified life, we must be willing to suffer.
这个是干粮。And
that is solid food.
那如果这个我们能够吃下去，我们在圣洁上就能够一直在进步。And
if we can actually endure and take in suffering, then we can actually grow spiritually.
那第二章的第一节，要除去一切的恶毒，并诡诈、假善、嫉妒、毁谤的话，这样我们才会成长。
Verse 1, therefore laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking.
这个第一节其实就是在讲属灵的病。
And here, verse 1 talks about the disease to obstruct spiritual life.
因为罪就是病。
Because sin,
就是病，sickness。
Sin is sin.
所以这里讲恶毒、诡诈、假善、嫉妒、毁谤的话，这个都是罪。Every
single word that described here, it's all referring to sin.
所以有时候我们在看我们养那个小孩子，奶吃的很多，但是为什么不会长大？
And sometimes we look at newborn babies, you know, he or she may receive a lot of milk, but how come he or she is not growing?
可能是你哪一部分有毛病啊。And
because maybe there's something wrong with the milk.
那有时候我们自己在想，我在教会里面读圣经好几遍，听道理听很多，但是为什么我的灵性不会成长？
And sometimes when we examine ourselves, you know, I listen to the word of God, I listen to sermons many, many times, but how come I'm not growing spiritually?
可能我里面有一些罪，我没有除掉。
And maybe because within us, we have sin that we have not ask God for forgiveness.
所以这个地方讲要把这些东西拿掉。
It says we have to remove all these.
那个病医好了，灵来进来，我们就可以成长。
Then when we lay aside all these, then we are cleaned, and then we can receive the pure milk of the word.
因此，基督徒需要有自我反省的能力。
And therefore, as Christians, we must have the ability to re-examine ourselves.
如果我们被圣灵充满。
And if we are filled by the Holy Spirit,
我们的良心会非常的敏感。
And our conscience will be very, very sensitive.
然后我们听了道理哦，这个道理有时候会让我们的良心自责。
And when we listen to sermons, actually our conscience will rebuke us.
那当我们的良心自责的时候，我们有两个方向。
And when our conscience rebuilds us, we have two directions.
第一个就是把它合理化没有这一回事，在说服自己这个没有关系。
And the first direction is we rationalize it.
这样我们不会进步。
And saying that, well, that's not really that important, so that's why we don't grow.
当我们良心开始不安自责的时候，我们能够反省悔改，那这样我们就会一直在成长。
But when our conscience rebukes us and we feel that, wow, that's something that I really need to change, and that's when we can grow.
好，那在第二章里面呢，接下去就提到我们有两种很重要的身份。
And in chapter 2, it tells us two different types of identities.
我们现在看第五节
Let's look at verse 5.
你们来到主的面前，也就像活石被建造，成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣，基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。这个地方讲我们做圣洁的祭司。
Here it talks about we become holy priesthood.
然后要奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
It talks about offering up spiritual sacrifices.
那旧约时代他们要献祭，要在圣殿里面。
In the Old Testament, when the priests offer sacrifices, they need to it needs to take place in the temple.
物质的殿。
And that is a material temple.
所以他们献的祭是物质的祭品，牛羊。
And that is because it's physical, so they offer up goats and boats.
那这里讲圣洁的祭司是属灵的。
And here it talks about holy priesthood, which is spiritual.
那现在两个问题。第一个那个灵宫是什么
？First of all, what is a spiritual temple?
所以第四节
，verse four，
主乃是活石。
It says, Jesus, God is a living stone.
然后第五节，你们来到主面前也像活石。
And here it says, you also as living stones are being.
所以 living stones. 主耶稣这一块石头被当时的宗教领袖文士法利赛人丢掉了，不要丢弃了。
When Jesus came, even though he was a living stone, but he was rejected by men.
为什么？
Why?
因为他没有外貌。
Because he had no appearance.
他很会讲道。
He was very good in.
你看他可以讲吸引5000个人，然后一直讲到太阳下山，没有人跑掉。
He spoke and he attracted multitudes. And even when the sun went down, people were still very willing to listen to him.
你如果在这边讲道超过一个钟头，等一下信徒一个溜走了。
And if you stand here and give a sermon for 1 hour, members will slowly walk away.
最后只剩讲道一个人了。
And maybe all we left is the preacher.
主耶稣可以吸引5000，他很会讲道。
But Jesus, when he taught, when he delivered sermons, he attracted many.
我认识法利赛人说，他爸爸就是那个街头那个木匠啊。
And the Pharisee was saying, well, isn't he the son of the carpenter?
就听不下去啊。
And they could not continue to listen to him.
被丢掉了一块石头。
He was like rejected.
那我们受洗，我们就是活石，带有生命的一块石头。
So when we are baptized, we are like living stones.
那我们跟主耶稣联合起来，就是灵宫。
So when we are joined with Jesus, we are living stone, a spiritual temple.
灵宫是什么
What is spiritual temple?
就是教会。
That is the church.
所以我们在教会里面做圣洁的祭司。
So we in the church, we are holy priests.
啊，所以我们是很尊贵的。
We are very precious.
啊，来奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
And we are here to offer up spiritual sacrifices.
啊，灵祭是什么？
And what are spiritual sacrifices?
我们来看希伯来书。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书的13章。
Let's look at the book of Hebrews chapter 13.
希伯来书13章的15节。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15.
我们应当靠着耶稣常常以颂赞为祭献给神，就是承认那罪主名之人嘴唇的果子。16节。
16.
只是不可以忘记行善和捐书的事，这样的祭是神所悦纳的。这里讲啊，第一个祭品就是嘴唇的果子。
Here in verse 15 talks about the first sacrifice, which is the sacrifice of praise from our lips.
所以当我们跪下来祷告，向神感谢赞美，这个就是灵祭。
So when we kneel down and pray to the Lord, and that is our spiritual sacrifice.
然后我们在会前唱诗，口唱心和来赞美神，这个就是灵祭。
And before service, when we sing hymns, we are also offering spiritual sacrifice.
所以不要想说神要我的钱啊。
Do not think that God needs my money.
神什么都不缺，怎么会要你的钱？
God does not need anything. Why would He need your money?
神是要我们的心。
God wants our hearts.
所以当我们用我们的时间、金钱去爱别人
，So when we use our time to love others and do good,
这个行善就是神所悦纳的祭品。
And this such sacrifice is well pleasing in the eyes of God.
所以旧约时代他们来圣殿拜神不可以空手来。
So in the Old Testament, when they offer sacrifices, they cannot come empty-handed.
那今天我们来到教会敬拜神，也不要空手来。
So when we come to the temple of God, we should not come here empty-handed as well.
那什么叫做不要空手来？
What does it mean to come to the Lord empty-handed?
就是带着敬虔的心来到神面前，感谢他，赞美他。
So we need to come to the temple with a reverent heart, thank God, and
然后把我们的善行好像祭品来献给神。
We need to thank God and be very grateful. And then we offer up our sacrifices.
这样我们就会得到神的喜悦。
And that's these kind of deeds was well pleasing to God.
那生活就会对神有很多的体验。
And in our lives, we will experience our Lord.
所以恩典有时候不要求自己会来的。
And sometimes you don't even need to pray for grace. Grace will come.
如果神喜悦我们，神知道我们需要什么。
If what we do is well pleasing in the eyes of God, God knows exactly what our needs.
所以在诗篇里面讲我们如果以神为乐，神就把我们心里所要的赐给我们。
And it says in the book of Psalms that if all we do it's right in the eyes of God, God delights in us.
当然我们有需要可以求了，但是如果我们真的蒙神喜悦，不要求，我们心里需要神都会给我们。
If what we do is a delight to our Lord, you know, of course we can pray, but the Lord will give us the grace.
有时候我们回想我们过去的信仰生活。
And when we reflect upon our journey of life.
我们真的有很多的恩典我们是没有去求过的。
And there are a lot of things that we did not pray for, but they are really given by God as grace.
但是神就这样一直安排一直安排，让我们用他的恩典来铺筑我们前面的道路。
And God just give us grace upon grace and pave our paths.
所以我们要献灵祭，做属灵的祭司。
We need to offer spiritual sacrifices and we need to be holy priests.
好，那第九节开始就告诉我们我们的身份。
And here in verse 9, it starts telling us our identities.
我们看第九节。
Let's look at verse 9.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类。是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。这个用四个描写我们的身份。
In verse 9, it tells us four identities.
我们是被拣选的族类。
We are a chosen generation.
为什么神选我们？
Why did God choose us?
不是我们比别人好啊。
It's not because we are better than others.
为什么神没有拣选别人？
Why God did not choose others?
不是别人比我们不好啊。
It's not because they are better than, because they are not any better than us.
那神为什么拣选我？
Then why did God choose us?
只有一个原因，就是因为他爱我们。
And there's only one reason, because he loves us.
啊，所以被拣选不是用行为换来的。
So to be chosen by God is not because something that we did.
那第二个，我们是有君尊的祭司。
Second identity, a royal priesthood.
非常尊贵的祭司。
This is a royal status.
第三个。
Third.
我们是圣洁的国度。
We are a holy nation.
圣洁就是没有罪。
Holy is means sinless.
所以我们每一个人在神看起来都是圣徒。
So in the eyes of God, we are all saints.
我们不是很多缺点啊，为什么叫做圣徒？
You may say, well, I have a lot of shortcomings. How could I be a saint?
因为我们罪都用他的宝血洗干净。
That's because our sins have been washed away by his precious blood.
但是我洗礼以后，我还是犯罪啊。
But after I got baptized, I still sin.
每一次悔改，我的父亲就赦免我。
And every time I repent, our Lord God forgive us.
所以我们继续是一个圣徒。
So we continue to be a saint.
这也是恩典。
And that is God's grace.
那我们是属神的子民。
Next is we are His own special people.
我们是属神的。
We belong to the Lord.
有时候我们听久了不会有什么感觉。
And sometimes the more we listen to this phrase, like, well, I don't really have that much feeling. Or
因为我们没有看到神。
Because we have not seen God.
如果我们真的看到神。
And if we really saw God.
属神的子民，这是极其荣耀的。
And if just imagine our status, a special people, that is so glorious.
所以第九节告诉我们，我们的身份是什么。
And verse 9, it tells us our identities.
那这个身份也有它的责任。
And this identity also comes with responsibilities.
那我们责任是什么？
And what are our responsibilities?
第九节。
Verse 9.
下半节。
The last part of verse 9.
要宣扬那造你们出奇妙光明者的美德。
It says, we may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
每一个信耶稣的人，他有一个责任，就是要宣扬造我们出奇妙光明者的美德。
So every baptized member, we have this responsibility, that is to proclaim the praises of him.
那造我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者就是神啊，就是主耶稣。
Because he is the only one who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light.
所以我们的责任就是我们不论走到哪里，我们都是代表主耶稣，要让别人在我们身上看到主耶稣的美德。
So it doesn't matter where we go, everywhere we travel, we need to make sure that we carry the special status that we shine for our Lord and we proclaim the praises of Him.
那这个主耶稣的美德，另外一种讲法就是主耶稣的香气。
And this marvelous light, it also refers to God's fragrance.
所以我们做基督徒要发香气。
So we as Christians, we need to make sure that we spread our fragrance.
那如果我们有香气，我们该别人在一起的时候，别人会很享受我们跟他在一起。
And when we are with others, people can actually smell our fragrance because they like to be with us.
那这个美德又可以解释做果子。
And this also refers to fruit.
好像圣灵的果子。
It's just like the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
你看圣灵结的九个果子。
And the fruit of the Holy Spirit has nine manifestations.
仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐。
Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness.
恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
Goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
这个就是主耶稣的美德。
And that is the beauty of our Lord Jesus Christ.
你想想看哦，如果我们真的有这个九个果子。
And if we have these nine manifestations.
那跟我们在一起的人真的是一种享受。
And whoever is with us, they really enjoy us.
他真的很喜乐。
Because they're filled with joy and they're so happy.
我本来很悲观的，很失望的。现在他的喜乐真的是带给我很大的喜乐。
And maybe that person was lost and was this, you know, was out of hope. But because of you, they are filled with joy.
他真的是很有爱心。
And you was, and that person will say, well, that sister, that brother really is so, has so much love.
这个就是我们的责任, 要把主耶稣的美德把它宣扬出去。
And that is our responsibility to spread the fragrance of our Lord Jesus.
好,我们再进入, 第二章的11节。
Let's continue reading on verse 11.
一直到12节。
We're going to read verse 11 and verse 12.
这个第二章11节开始就在讲我们敬虔度日要受苦。
And starting verse 11 to 12, it starts telling us that we need to live.
11节讲啊,我亲爱的弟兄,你们是客旅,是寄居的,我劝你们要禁戒肉体的私欲,这个私欲是与灵魂征战的。
And verse 11 and 12 tells us the way we should live. And verse 11, Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul.
有时候我看到一些信徒啊,经济情况很好啊。 全世界著名的風景,美麗的風光都去旅遊過了。Sometimes
when I when I talk to members, they are so well off, they travel to many places.
我就問他一個問題,你有沒有去過非洲?
And I asked them, have you been to Africa?
大部分啊,絕大部分都說沒有去。And
most people will reply me by saying no.
那我就問他,為什麼非洲不去?
I said, well, you've been to so many places, why not Africa?
非洲有疟疾啊,
well, there are a lot of diseases in Africa.
非洲有抢劫啊,
there are robberies.
所以我是去度假的, 如果我死在非洲呢,就没有意思了。
And when I travel, that's my vacation, and why would I want to die in Africa?
我还想回家的。
I want to go home.
这个观念啊,让我们来想我们的信仰。
So this concept, this answer also brings us
对,
this question. Yes, we want to go home.
我的家在哪里?
But where's my home?
这个地方讲,我们是天上的国民。
It says here that we are citizens of heaven.
然后我们在地上是做客人。
And while we are living on this earth, we are sojourners.
我们是寄居的。
We are pilgrims. Pilgrims.
有一天我们回天家,那是好得无比的。
And one day we will all return to heaven, and that is the greatest joy.
那是永远的。
And that is eternal.
但是如果我在地上做客人,死在地上,不能回天家,那是划不来的。
And if I'm only a sojourner on this planet, and if I die here and I could not go to heaven, that is very sad.
所以在地上做客人,要回天家,就要做一件事情。
So because we are sojourners on this planet, so we need to go home, and there's only one thing we need to make sure we do.
11节叫禁戒肉体的私欲。
It says we need to abstain from fleshly lusts.
这个私欲是跟灵魂征战的。
And this lust wars against the soul.
然后12节特别讲, 在外邦人中要品性端正。
In verse 12, we need to make sure our conduct is honorable among the Gentiles.
为什么特别提到外邦?
And why does it mention Gentiles?
因为外邦社会里面有一套的生活形态。
Because in the Gentiles world, there's a set of patterns, set of thinking.
这个叫做文化。
And that is called culture.
这个叫做传统。
And that's called tradition.
所以一个信耶稣的人进到 这个社会里面,
when a Christian enters the world,
人会觉得很孤单,
and sometimes you will feel very lonely.
所以有一个弟兄啊, 常常问我, 我到底正常不正常?
And sometimes a brother asked me, once a brother asked me, am I normal or not normal?
我跟他讲哦, 如果你在社会上人认为你不正常, 在神面前你很正常。
And if while living on this earth, when others call you abnormal, then I can tell you you are normal in the eyes of God.
如果你在社会上人认为你很正常，在神面前你不正常。
And in the Gentiles world, and people think that you are normal, but in the eyes of God, you are not.
因为如果我们在社会上被认为是正常，就是我们跟他一样啊。So
in the Gentiles world, if other people think that you are normal, then you are not normal.
我们跟他一样就是被同化了。Because
we have been brainwashed.
但是如果我们坚守我们信仰的原则。
But if we uphold the principles of what we believe,
别人就看着，哎。 这个人怎么这样，也不抽烟，也不喝酒。
And they may look at it and say, well, you know, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink.
一到礼拜六就去教会做礼拜。
And every Saturday he goes to church.
现在很流行那个韩剧，韩国的连续剧他也不看。
And even now, you know, this Korean drama is so popular, he doesn't even look at those dramas.
到底你是怎么一回事啊？
What is going on?
这个叫做正常。
And that is called normal.
为什么？因为我们是属神的。
Why? Because we belong to the Lord.
我们要禁戒肉体的私欲。
We need to abstain from fleshly lust.
在社会上要成圣。
And we need to be sanctified even living in a society.
一起默祷。
Let's all pray.